Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis, and this is episode 7. And this program is brought to you by The Funny Company.
We have a company that you can join for free, and kids in every neighborhood belong. It's The Funny Company, cause it's just for fun, you see. So come a running when you hear our song.
Come to order, come to order,
says the president. And when The Funny Company meets, here's just what we present.
And things to do.
Stories.
Fun. Toys.
All sorts of things of interest. It's fun for girls and boys.
And I am Beck. I'm glad you enjoyed the special trip down memory lane for The Funny Company. We used to watch that cartoon during the show Garfield, Goose, and Friends with host Frasier Thomas. And I'll talk about a little history of that. It was produced in 1963, and they produced 266-minute-long episodes. And if you remember Roger Ramjet, the cartoon that was from the same company, and the Funny Company had that catchy intro, which I just played, and that's stuck in your mind for the rest of your life. I know people have mentioned that on Facebook. And it's happened to me too. So I'll run down the characters of the show. If you remember, there was the leader. His name was Buzzer Bell. He wore the Funny Company hat. And there was an older man he was an inventor called Jasper N. Parks. And he had a person there, another professor. There was a professor. His name was Todd Goodhart. And he had a supercomputer, the Weisenheimer. And other characters, Polly Plum, Mary Twitter, and there was the club mascot, Terry Dactyl. He looked like a pterodactyl from the Stone Age. And, of course, another famous character in there was Shrinking Violet, which, if she got embarrassed when she was speaking, she would shrink. And then we have the two Native Americans, there was Broken Feather, and he was translating to another Native American called Super Chief, and that was a name after the Santa Fe Railroad. And every time he would speak, he would sound like an air horn from a locomotive. Oh, everyone makes fun of that. And of course, the villain of the show was Belly Laguna, after Bela Lugosi from his role in Dracula. And he every time he tried to cause trouble, he always ends up egg on his face. He always he would be embarrassed. And he was a lot of fun to watch. And there was another villain. He wasn't seen much. His name was Professor Ludwig von Upp, and his assistant Hans von Henchman. And that show ran on Garfield, Goose, and Friends probably towards the end, probably. But I remember seeing it when I was little. And they would show a segment, live action. It was like an education film, and that was fun to watch. And then the show was shown in black and white, and then it just switched to color in 1 year. So I'm glad you enjoyed that little segment. And let's see. Another thing I will talk about. Oh, well, today is Easter. Happy Easter to everyone. I celebrate mine on May 2nd because of the I'm Greek Orthodox, and that's how the calendar is scheduled, which is one of my pet peeves about my Easter. But despite that, my Easter holiday is very beautiful. It's always been that way. So I will talk a little about, I posted something yesterday, and it was a photo of a drugstore. It was called Mraz Drugstore. I think it's after like Jason Mraz, the singer. I don't think he's related to that. And it was a photo from 1955, and they had a display of Easter, like baskets, chocolate bunnies, all kinds of candy. It looked gorgeous, very gorgeous. And that store was located in Brookfield. The address is 9201 Broadway Avenue. And I posted that last night, and if the memories keep flooding back to people, because they remember they used to go to the drugstore to, well, people still do, but, and they remember all the displays for the holiday season, Christmas, Valentine's Day, what else? Yeah, pretty much. And then Easter, of course. And that was, it looked beautiful, beautiful photo. The next thing I want to talk about is, well, of course, everyone remembers is Canfield's soda. And I'll tell you about a little history of that. It was founded by a man named A.J. Canfield. I don't know his what the initials stood for. And he started the company in, on the South Side at 67th and 67th Street in South Chicago. And then I don't know when it moved to the last location. It was like 89th Place around State Street or Wabash. And that was probably the plant, the factory. So that plant closed in 1995. Excuse me. So I want to write down a few of the the flavored sodas and see if you can remember, which is a lot of fun. Let's see what we got here. Of course, there was the grape soda, Canfield's grape soda, which I liked very much. And there was a black cherry soda called Cherry Jolly. And there was and then I'll just run down a few so you can remember. There was Apple Jackie, apple flavored. That's Cherryola Cola, which was cherry cola. And one of the most most famous was a Diet Chocolate Fudge. And I remember drinking it. I liked it. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. But it was like a diet drink. And then they added the Nutrasweet after that. And I liked it very much. I did. They also came in cherry flavor, too. So Diet Chocolate Fudge. I remember there was a columnist in the Chicago Tribune, Bob Green. He mentioned about that, and he drank it, and I think he liked it very much. Let's see what else we have. Of course, cola flavors. They had a diet cola called 99 Cola. Well, actually, it wasn't a diet cola. It was a caffeine-free cola. And let's see what we got. We had Swiss cream. And I think before that was called Alpine cream. But Swiss cream soda, you know, that was the most famous cream soda that people loved. I know there was A&W. They make that. I don't know if they make it anymore. But they all remember Swiss cream. And it was, I tried it once, but I was a kid then. And I don't remember it much. And it was good. And let's see. Oh, we had Hula Fruit Punch with the Hula Girl on the can. And another well-liked drink we have is dry ginger ale. This ginger ale, I used to drink it. I thought it was much better in Canada dry, but it came in diet, and they loved the ginger ale. They really do. Let's see what else we got. I mentioned grape. Oh. Of course, I would not leave out 50-50. That was the best. It was flavored grapefruit and lemon lime, and you used it for punch. And my mother used to make that punch with the orange sherbet, and you pour the 50-50 in. She hasn't made that in years. I don't know if people still do that. They just take grapefruit juice and punch. Maybe add add some alcohol in it. But it was wonderful. So 50-50, it was good. So we have lemon lime, honeybee soda. Maybe I mentioned that before. There was a raspberry soda and another one called Cherry Key Red soda. I remember the Indian on the can. Of course, and Canfield also made draft root beer and then diet. I never had the root beer for Canfield's. I've had Dad's, and I like that. I like that root beer. And let's see, Strawberry Supreme. There was a strawberry cherry flavor called Red Pop. They also made tonic water, seltzer water. Let's see what else we got. Ginger ale, raspberry, 50-50. Okay, so yeah, I think I covered most of them, unless I missed something. Oh, of course, Anna Banana. I never had Anna Banana, but they remember the name of the soda, which was funny. Also, there was KO chocolate drink. It was part of another company, but I think Canfield's bought it later, and I never had that. But another chocolate drink I remember was Yoo-hoo, but I think that was from New York. And I remember KO. I remember the commercials on TV. They had a Hubba Bubba bubblegum soda. I remember that. And let's see what else we got. Oh, there was a drink that was called Canfield's Mickey Melon, and it was watermelon soda, and had the picture of the actor Mickey Rooney. And I don't recall that one. And maybe it made a commercial, and maybe it was shown on Chicago TV. I have no idea. I don't remember. And the most famous commercials that were shown on TV were, they had Jim Backus doing the voice. And he would say, "Hey, bartender, Canfield's for everyone." But, you know, he played Mr. Holland, Gilligan's Island. So you knew right away who he was. And that was fun. And I created some YouTube videos of Canfield's sodas. I put some photos of cans and bottles. And it's on my YouTube channel under my name, Pete Castanis. And you can view them. I put some music on it. It's very enjoyable. And whatever happened to them? It's still manufactured, but I don't really see it in Chicago. Some people told me they've seen it in Las Vegas or California, but they've seen 50-50. But I don't know if it tastes the same or not, but it's there if you want to buy it. But Canfield soda were wonderful. They were sold in a lot of grocery stores, Jewel, Dominick's, Hilo. I remember the advertisements. They used to come in these 6-pack bottles. I remember the liters came out. So my mother used to buy those all the time. She used to buy the cola ones, and they were real skinny bottles. I like that. And so that's about it for the Canfield soda. So this is a very short, I've been doing a short podcast because today is Easter. I don't celebrate it today, but I'm sure almost everyone does. And I'm glad you enjoyed my podcast today. I don't know when I'll do another episode, probably Tuesday. We'll see. And I had the opportunity to record it for this episode. I'm glad to join in. So I'm going to sign off right now. This is Vanished Chicagoland Stories, Episode 7, and it's the podcast. So I'm your host, Pete Castanis, and everyone have a wonderful Easter, a wonderful holiday, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you very much, and bye-bye for now.